This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Jenny Farley, a.k.a. J-Wow. Welcome back, honey.
Thank you.
Nice to see you as always.
You too.
So you've got this new web series, Jenny and Roger Domesticated. How would you describe your domesticated life?
It's crazy. It's actually like figuring out how to be an adult still, because there is no rules. You know, just as well as I do, like kids have their own mind. They take up majority of the time. And I always say it's the Milani show. It's my daughter's show. And we're just trying to figure out how to entertain and keep her happy.
Right. The world starts revolving around them. And hard to believe, but you're living in the Maine wilderness, right? Is that true?
Me and Roger built a house in Maine where he grew up. We have,
I bet it's beautiful out there.
Yeah. We have 150 acres on a lake, like mountain view.
Wow.
Very secluded and private.
Yeah.
It's to really get away from like the hustle and bustle, but it's living off the grid. There's no internet. There's no cable.
Really?
Yeah. There's none of that good stuff.
How does, wow, that's such a throwback. How does that affect, everyday sort of communication now?
It's really a throwback. Like, we're at least in the part of a generation where we grew up without it. Like, I remember getting my first cell phone at like 18, 19 years old. So it reminds me of like, wow, if I want to like call some, because there's no cell service.
Yeah.
If I want to call someone or do something or just like talk to someone, it's got to be face to face. It's like,
which is kind of awesome and lost art these days.
Yes. And that's exactly why we built the house. We really want our kids to appreciate both sides. We want them in Jersey and living the dream, but we also want them to appreciate the little things and being able to disconnect and play in the water and in the woods and get to know that life as well.
So cool. And was it hard for you to make the transition? Did it take a lot of convincing?
Yes and no. The house took 2 years to build. This was actually our, when we brought Awestruck, this was our first time being there for like a full week with the house finished. And even like, it was all right for me, but it was really funny to see producers, and you know how they're always like online and like texting and they're literally like
helpless.
What do we do? Like
they
had to actually talk to each other and be like, can you write this down? And they it was hysterical to see them go through it.
And have you made friends up there? Do you know any other?
Roger's family.
Okay.
There's and a few people that he grew up with, but he's in a town where I think 8 towns went together for high school and he graduated with like 30 people.
Wow.
So we're talking very far.
The limited football team.
Yeah. They didn't even have football.
Yeah, no, of course not.
I know. He's like, I only got to do track because there was nothing else available.
Right. So. Individual sports. That's kind of awesome, though. That's kind of awesome. And the last time you were here, Grayson was just a few months old. And now he's already walking. And what's his personality like?
Oh, my God. He's my perfect little prince. He's one. He's a ham. He's 30 pounds. My daughter's 32.
Nice.
And he's finally giving it back to her. So I'm like, go, Grayson, because... You know, she was the older sister, but, you know, she picks and prods and, like, pokes, trying to, like, set him off.
Right.
But now he's starting to give it back, and his personality is just, he's a bull, and he doesn't realize it, but it's awesome to see.
And Melani, she's 3 years old, is she?
Turning in a few weeks.
And how is she like being a big sister?
She doesn't like it. She does not want to be called big sister. She's very strong-minded. She wants to be the baby.
Yeah.
She is very opinionated about it. She loves Bubby. That's what she calls her brother. But then she'll be like, no, Bubby, that's my mommy. No, Bubby, that's my daddy. And that's my stuff. She thinks that he's just a long-term visitor.
That's funny. No, I totally
Did you have to ever go through that?
Well, yeah, because we have the same dynamic with the little, my girl being older than my son.
The
but
princess.
Then as they get older, she starts... sort of taking on the motherly role and taking care of. Now it's the best relationship. It's the best. I think it's great when the girls come first. And are you and Roger able to find time for, you know, date nights out there?
No. No. I look at your Instagram all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm so envious. And I see you guys making beautiful time for each other. And I'm like, we have to get to that. Like, we have to like.
Yeah, well, it's tough because yours are still very, very small too. So it is tough. You're in the trenches right now.
Yes.
So but once they get to a point,
I'm hoping once he's like 18, 19 months, we have, because he still gets up in the middle of the night half the time just to get up. Like and Milani's like super needy in the sense that she's trying to take a little attention away from him.
Yeah,
it's just that.
Sure, that's natural.
And I'm hoping in the next 6 months, the dynamic changes where we feel comfortable enough to be like, all right, we're going out. We're having a good time. You're okay.
Yeah.
So
what's the nearest big city there?
By us.
Yeah.
It's like New York City or AC. We're actually going to try AC, or one of them, this weekend.
Okay. So how far is that from a drive?
They're both an hour. Everything's an hour and a half from us.
That's not too bad, though. Like, no. An hour and a half is you know, you're off the grid and it's nice, but if you want to get to something, that's not bad.
No. We're like Central Jersey, so yeah. Anything that's like... If you're talking Maine.
No, I'm in Maine.
We're different. Oh, Maine?
What's the nearest big city in Maine?
New Hampshire. It's a different state.
Oh, you have not even a big city. Oh, New Hampshire.
Well, there's Bangor, and that's a very long time. And I think there's Portland, which is a few hours.
So you're a few hours from a big city.
Our drive to Maine is 12 hours, 12, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so once you're there, you're there.
Oh yeah, and the like closest grocery store is 45 minutes to an hour away. The Walmart's like 2 hours away.
Wait a minute, so how do you like when you get hungry and oh, we're out of this, you can't?
You have to stock up. There's like one restaurant in the town. There's no actual there's no actual grocery store in the town. There's like one gas station and one stop sign.
Wow. And yeah. You're there. You're fine. So can you get Netflix?
No, no internet.
No internet. You can't get, wow.
I bring it back to DVDs.
Yeah. You're going old school. Yeah, and it's, look at that. And Roger grew up like that?
He grew up like that. And I thought I came from a small town in New York.
Yeah.
I didn't know what small town meant until... Like,
no, right.
No, it's literally like we were 2 miles off the grid where we had to bring in power from 2 miles.
Yeah.
Like that's how off the grid we were.
But he's used to that. So he can adjust accordingly. I bet he's very handy outside, huh?
He does. And he makes sure that's what like our kids are trying to learn.
Yeah.
But you got me being like, oh my God, there's like bugs
and
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So domesticated. This is like serious. Oh, yeah. I'll give you major props. So that's cool.
Half the episodes, it's me wearing a bug mask because I can't take.
Is there tons of bugs?
I'm like, don't touch me. I'm freaking out.
That's funny. Oh, wow. I want to check that out. Sounds really cool. What do you think the Jersey Shore era of JWoww would say about Jenny today?
I would say,
who is that?
I don't know. Cause I look both ways. I'm like looking back, I could not be that person today. And like hindsight, I'm like, oh my God, like I would never be this person today.
Right.
So it's just not even closing a chapter in my book. It's like literally closing the book and starting anew.
Right.
But it's something that I needed to go through, early 20s, having a blast. So I have no regrets and I have nothing like in the back of my head now being like, oh, I should be the mom going out and enjoying myself. I'm like, been there, done that. I'm good.
You know what? That's funny you say that because I've always said that too. Like my 20s, even in my 30s, I can appreciate it so much more now, right?
Yeah.
You can appreciate it. You're like, you've been there, done that, exactly like you said. So it doesn't matter. It's all those people that... didn't kind of go through that.
Yep.
That later on in them having drama and divorce and they try to live the roads now. So yeah,
some I get my girlfriends
nice
in, their,
balance.
In their 40s going out on the weekend trying to hang with the 20-year-olds. And I'm like, girl, I'm sleeping. Like,
yeah, right.
Like I exactly. am not going out at 5 a.m. with you.
Oof, that sounds awful right now. All right, I'm gonna put you back on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Current song obsession.
I watch Disney.
Like, I can be a Disney jam.
I'm literally like, actually, oh my God, I'm going to have to go through my phone because I don't know it, but I'm Despacito or whatever it's called.
Oh, Despacito. Despacito is awesome. Despacito.
Like, but you know what the funny part is? I went back old school and I downloaded like Ja Rule New York. Like, I love old school.
Yeah. Old school. That's funny. That's funny that that's considered old school now. Wow.
Isn't that sad though?
Oh my God. Word you hate the most?
Moist.
Girls hate that word. A kids program that you don't mind watching.
I was gonna say I hate Peppa Pig. Like hate that damn pig.
That little British pig.
Yes. I actually just started getting into again Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
And I love that for my kids.
Yeah.
I saw this big speech he gave to I think Ronald Reagan or someone back in the day. Yeah. And like I was like, I love you. I need you my kids to watch you again.
So. He's awesome. Biggest pet peeve.
In what aspect?
Just in the first thing that comes to mind, it bugs me when
like people just like make weird noises with their mouth. Like just like chewing loud or like talking loud or smacking their gum loud.
Yeah.
My husband does that a lot. Maybe that's where it comes from, because I'm always like, shut your mouth and chew better. I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And last one, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully retired and being like the soccer mom, supporting my kids and all their dreams and glory, and just being there for them 24/7.
That's awesome. Well, new episodes of Jenny and Roger Domesticated drop Mondays on Ostrock's YouTube channel, and you can follow her on Twitter at Jenny Wow. Thanks so much for stopping by, honey.
Thank you. Great. Always a blast.
On with Mario Lopez.